Hi there. You're welcome once again to the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following me on Spotify and Apple Podcast. I appreciate you. And to those who have been sharing this podcast with your friends and family, I want to say a very special thank you to you. You are the reason why this podcast is going stronger and stronger. God bless you. I believe that God will make you relevant to your generation. You are welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that this podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms, starting from Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and all other podcast platforms. You're welcome on board once again today. Please make sure that you rate this show. If you are listening on Spotify, please rate this show. By rating this show, you give it an opportunity to be seen by a larger audience. God bless you. Today, I will be looking at wait for the Lord, a very important aspect of the fulfillment of our destiny. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Between our promise and the fulfillment of it is the element of time. God's word will always come to pass. We all know that. However, we must also note that God's word will come to pass in God's time. We don't set the timing, and so we cannot decide when it happens or not. God gives the word. He also sets the time. You can only talk about delay if you are the one that sets the time. God is the only omniscient one who knows all things. The Bible says that he declares the end from the beginning. It is God's attributes, not ours. After we must have received the promise of God, we have to wait for him to perform it. Notice, I didn't say wait on the Lord. I said wait for the Lord. The undoing of so many people is that they want to try and help God fulfill his words. If we try and help God fulfill the word that he has given to us, or that he has spoken to us at a particular time, we will only make a shipwreck of our lives. We will only cause so much trouble for ourselves if we try to make God's word come to pass in our own set time, and not wait for God's own timing. There is a very interesting story of Abraham in the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 12 and chapter 15, verse 1 to 6. God gave Abraham a promise. God had promised that his seed shall be as numerous as the stars of the sky, and that his heir is not going to be one of the servants in his house. And the Bible says he believed God. In verse 6 of that chapter 15, the Bible says he believed God. When he was ranting to God and trying to tell God that, yes, you have blessed me with a lot of goods, but I don't have any child who's going to inherit this. And then he was afraid that it was one of his servants that was going to, you know, inherit everything that he owned. God told him that, don't worry, you're going to have a child of your own who is going to be your heir after you. And Bible says that he believed God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that and Abraham believed God and he counted it to him for righteousness. So he believed God that much. But interestingly, immediately in chapter 16, Bible says that his wife Sarah said unto him, "My husband, since I cannot bear you a child, can you take my maid and go in unto her that she may bear you a child?" Now, the Bible says that Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Now, you need to listen to this carefully. Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. Now, that makes me wonder, what happened to the voice of the Lord that you just heard in chapter 15? You didn't only hear, you believed. Now, Abraham's problem was not that he didn't believe the word of God. His problem was that he couldn't wait for the word of God. That singular act resulted in a lot of problems for him and his lineage in future. We could make a mess of our lives if we don't sustain the strength to wait for God. How can you get a promise from God and hope to see it fulfilled by getting instructions from a man? Notice that the Bible never mentioned that Abraham opposed his wife in any way. I believe, okay, this is my line of thought. I believe that Abraham thought that that this is how God wants to fulfill his word. That the Lord wants to move by allowing Sarah to give him that option. You understand what I'm trying to say? That it was God working in Sarah, telling Sarah to give him the option of, you know, going into her maid so that he can have a son through her. Now, he also didn't ask God. Okay, let's take for example, okay, if it was God who really was moving through Sarah to give you that option, you could have gone back to God and asked him and said, "Oh Lord, is this your will? Are you the one giving me this option?" The same God who gave you the promise. But the Bible never mentioned that Abraham went back to ask God after Sarah made him the offer. He just went into the lady and then impregnated her, and that one gave birth to a child that caused problem in the house. How can you start in the spirit and end up in the flesh? How? We must all receive strength and grace if we must wait for the Lord. Now, there are three stages of prophecy. I've taught this in our church many times. There are three stages of prophecy. Number one is the part when the word of God is spoken to you, when the word of God comes to you in any form. And this is a really interesting and exciting part, because when the word of God comes to you and the Lord gives you some promises about your life and your future, you get pumped up and you get really excited and you shout, "Glory to God, I believe the word of God," and then you are happy that God has you in mind and God cares about you and God is giving you wonderful promises for your future. You're going to be great, you're going to be bright, you're going to be global, and all of that kind of promise. When you hear God saying that to you, you get excited. This phase is really exciting. That is the first phase of prophecy, and we shout amen, 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 hallelujah. Now, there is the second phase of prophecy, which is the phase when you receive the word, you believe the word, and you act upon the word. Acting upon the word includes waiting for the word to prosper. That is, waiting for the word to come to manifestation. This is always the longest and hardest part. The longest and hardest part. The part where you have to believe the word, confess the word, actively work on the things, do the things, obey the instructions of God for the fulfillment of what he has said unto you. And then, having done all of that, you now wait for the fulfillment of the word. This is actually the hardest part. and most of the time the longest part. And then we enter the third phase. The third phase now is the part where the word of God eventually comes to pass. Because the word will eventually come to pass. Every true prophecy will come to pass. Every word that God has spoken will come to pass. However, this depends on our attitude to the second stage. If you don't act upon the word of God which he has spoken to you and wait for the fulfillment of the word, you will make a shipwreck. And this is why strength and grace is required. Because it takes strength. It takes the grace of God for you to be able to wait. You remember the story of the 10 virgins. The other foolish 5 couldn't meet the groom because their lamp went off for lack of oil. You need to take that oil to be the element of sustenance in the journey of destiny, in the journey to receiving or seeing the fulfillment of the word of God in our life. That oil represents the element of sustenance, strength and grace, waiting and staying power. You must carry enough oil so that you will not be out when your word eventually comes. God is not a man that he should lie. Everything he has said will come to pass. You need to note that. Number 2, his word is true and it doesn't return to him void until it has accomplished that which it was sent to do. God's word, when it is spoken, will not return to God void until it accomplishes whatever God sent the word to do. Bible says about Jesus, John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus was the word. Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, Jesus did not return to God until he had done what he was sent to do. Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that through him all men might be saved. So the reason why God sent the word, which is Jesus, was that the word can become the reason why men will be saved. Jesus did not ascend until he had done what God sent him to do. Beautiful. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word of God. And Jesus did not return to God. Bible says that when Jesus was crucified, when he was about to die, he shouted, "It is finished." That is, the word has accomplished what God wanted it to accomplish. And then on the third day, he resurrected. And when he resurrected, he ascended back to God. That is how the word of God is. When it is spoken to us, it will not go back to God without fulfilling what God has sent the word to fulfill. Number 3 thing you need to note is that God is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. The Bible says that, all right, in Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27. Says, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? There is nothing too hard for God to do. So no matter how big the promises he has given to you, no matter how hard, all right, what he has said to you, no matter how unbelievable, just like Abraham, he saw that he was growing old, and then he saw that his wife was also growing old. How will the word that God, you know, said to him, how will that word come to pass if he doesn't act fast? So he was trying to act fast, you know, so that the word can come to pass. But God is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. That is why Sarah at 90 could be pregnant and have a child at old age. Don't be in a hurry. Wait for the Lord. Thank you. I want to believe that you've been blessed by this episode. If it has blessed you, please do well to share it with your friends and family. Please make sure you like and you also comment. If you have not rated this show, make sure you rate it on Spotify. The Lord bless you. Don't be in a hurry. Wait for the Lord. Can I also use this medium to invite you for a special program that I have coming up this week on Friday, the 23rd of June, 2023. It is tagged Tongversation. It's a night of prayer, a night of worship, and a night of the Word. And the theme is power in abundance. If you need a revival in your life, this is the meeting for you. I am inviting you to our church, RCCG Shining Light Assembly in Agoiwe. And if you're not around Agoiwe, you can also watch live on Facebook at Wale Okilola on Facebook. I am looking forward to see you there. God bless you. Finally, please support this podcast in any way that you can. We need financial support to move this podcast forward. Please do well to support us. When you check the description, page on the podcast, you will see the details on how you can be a blessing even to us. If this podcast has blessed you, please be a blessing to us in return. God bless you. Until I come your way again next time, my name is Wale Okilola. God bless you.